To catch up, just go to bbc.co.uk/Three Counties Radio.
They're already at a Finnish Scotland. They're being handed out to expectant mothers in now in Watford. A charity in the town has launched its very own baby box project, aimed at giving newborn babies the very best start in life. The boxes, which are supplied with a brand new mattress, will be given to mums who meet a certain criteria. To find out more, let's speak now to Angela Such, who's a centre manager at Alternatives Watford and joins me on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. So tell me, how did this all come about?
So we are a pregnancy crisis and support centre, and we offer practical and emotional support to anyone facing pregnancy-related challenges. And so this is just a very practical way of supporting mums in the town.
Mm-hmm. Why are you handing out the boxes?
Well, because we believe that every baby should have an equal start in life. We believe that every baby is precious. And so this is a way that we can really help those mums in the first few months of a baby's life to ensure that the baby has a safe place to sleep and all the essential things that they need.
Okay. Well, what items are included in the box?
So the box is going to be stuffed full with all sorts of things for the baby, from baby grows and vests, blankets, toiletries, nappies, baby wipes. We'll put bibs and booties in there. There's going to be hats and coats, a top and tail bowl, baby towels, baby toys, and of course a teddy, because every child needs a teddy.
Sure. Yeah, I've got every 46-year-old needs a teddy, let me tell you. I've still got my one. What criteria do expectant mothers have to meet to get this box then?
So we want to give these boxes to mums-to-be who are in need. Mm-hmm. So we'll be giving them to people who are claiming benefits, people who are homeless or living in temporary accommodation, people who are refugees or asylum seekers, and mums-to-be who are under 16 years of age.
Okay, and like you said, it's almost like a starter pack, isn't it? Because like you said, it can be very daunting when you've got your firstborn baby, and like you said, there's so much that you have to get.
Absolutely. Babies are very small, but they need an awful lot of equipment and things for the first few months in life. So, yes, it can be very daunting, very overwhelming if you don't have any money to pay for those things.
Sure. I mean, what does the charity do?
So, as I say, we're a pregnancy crisis and support centre. One of our main areas of work is offering free counselling to people who are facing all sorts of pregnancy-related challenges. So that might be a crisis pregnancy or an unplanned pregnancy. That might be a miscarriage. Or it might be postnatal depression once they've had the baby.
So as well as these baby boxes, you're there for them for the aftercare as well then, yeah?
Absolutely, the aftercare and the antenatal care. So sometimes we work with mums all the way through pregnancy when pregnancy isn't a time of exciting joy. You know, sometimes it's full of challenges and difficulties, and so we're there for them then as well.
Okay, now I understand that this baby box project actually started in Finland in 1938 and has become a policy adopted by the Scottish government. Is that where you got the idea from?
It is, yes. So I'd seen them advertised, as you say, from Finland. And then more recently in Scotland, they've just started giving them out to every new mum. So, yes, that was a news item. And we thought, well, if it's good enough for Scotland, it's good enough for Watford.
And it's very popular in Finland. It's almost tradition's not the word I'm looking for, but it's standard, isn't it? Every parent gets one.
Absolutely, they do. And in fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday about the scheme, and she was from Finland, and she remembered her mum telling her about the baby box that she had when she was a child. And in Finland, they claimed that this has really reduced the infant mortality rates, which is incredible.
It is incredible. And it's starting out in Watford, like you said. Are you hoping it's going to go national?
Well, I think ideally that would be a wonderful thing to do. I don't know that we could do that, but certainly other charities could take the lead, and hopefully every single baby will get this brilliant start in life, yes.
Okay. And where can people find out more information on this?
So they can find out more information from our website, which is www.alternativeswatford.co.uk. They can give us a call on 01923 232 179, or if they are in Watford, then they can come into our mother and baby shop, which is at 15 Clarendon Road, just in the town centre.
And can people help out by donating stuff as well or not?
Absolutely. So we've recently received a grant from Watford Borough Council, which is enabling us to buy the first few boxes. But we're hoping this is going to be an ongoing project. So we're looking for people to sponsor the cost of a box, maybe, or perhaps do fundraising activities in their local community to raise money for the boxes. Or they can just drop off things like nappies and baby wipes and talcum powder and things like that that we can put in the boxes. So any donations like that would be very welcome.
So they can donate. But if they wanted to sponsor a box, they could. How much would be an entire box to sponsor?
So if they could donate £70, that would cover the cost of the box and a few of the items that go in it.
So these are big old boxes then for £70 then?
They're great boxes, but you know the value is way more over £70. So yes, that would be a brilliant way to support this scheme.
Angela, thank you very much for joining us this morning and good luck with it all.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye, my darling. That was Angela Such, who's the Centre Manager of Alternatives Watford. It was a thing that was in Scotland. It originated in Finland. They're called baby boxes. They're packed full of, like, you know, a brand-new mattress, nappies, bibs, a teddy bear. And it will be given to mums who meet a certain criteria. I like the idea of it. I think it's, you know, if you know... It can be very daunting, you know, when you're a parent for the first time, and especially if you're already kind of like struggling. It can be a real help, that. I wish them all the best.